This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, opposition to possible LANL participation in Midtown Santa Fe. On Wednesday, protesters gathered at the St. Francis of Assisi statue at the Santa Fe City Hall to express opposition to any participation in Midtown Santa Fe by Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, as a master developer or as a tenant in any of the other six proposals. Although the proposals have not been made public, it is understood that the National Nuclear Security Administration, Department of Energy, DOE, and LANL have submitted proposals to participate fully at the potentially expanding 66-acre site between Sirius Road, St. Michael's Drive, Seringo Road, and Camino Carlos Rey. While the city's website states that the city will announce the finalist on January 15th, as of this writing, the announcement has not been made. Organized by the Los Alamos Study Group, nearly 50 people participated in the peaceful protest. Greg Mio, director of the study group, explained that because of safety lapses involving nuclear criticality, the city council passed a resolution in 2018 opposing planned expanded production of the plutonium cores, or pits, for nuclear weapons at LANL. The plans of the Commander-in-Chief and DOE involve increased plutonium pit production from an authorized 20 per year to 30 per year, an increase of 50%. In December, Congress approved $712 million in increased funding for this work. At the protest, Jim Eagle, a retired Navy officer who served on nuclear submarines, said, quote, "If you're against the nuclear mission, you're against the training of the workforce and administrative support," end quote. There is little room in Los Alamos County for the needed housing and services for the projected 1,000 employees a year that LANL plans to hire over the next 5 years. DOE wants to create a technology triangle with Midtown, nearly halfway between LANL and Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque. Further, the Midtown Santa Fe is designated as an opportunity zone. In 2017, Congress, under the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, created these zones. Under the law, governors are allowed to nominate certain census tracts as opportunity zones. The New Mexico Economic Development Department describes the status this way, quote, "Designation as an opportunity zone allows for the creation of a new class of investment vehicle with tax advantages authorized to aggregate and deploy private investment located in opportunity zones. The purpose of these tax advantages is to attract capital investment into economically distressed areas," end quote. The city announced that a new public input process would begin in February and continue into March and April. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "Regardless of whether LANL is a master developer finalist or a tenant in another finalist development, it is time to get involved in the Midtown process," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.